Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. This is your boy, Teddy J. And, man, it's a crazy day. Of course, it's Monday. I always love doing shows on Monday because y'all know what that day is. It's hot after dusk. That's when we go in on all the hot mess. We go on hot news. And, of course, you get hot music all in it. But, you know, of course, I can't do it without my co-host with the most. This is my girl, Urban Goddess. What's up?
Hey, Teddy. What's up?
Not too much, you know. Been a crazy weekend, you know, but we get through it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and of course, you know, we got some interesting stories for today, too, so y'all definitely be on the lookout for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, my magic music in the background. Magical music. Okay, so as far as like we're gonna go ahead and chop up the weekend. Let's go ahead and go into that first and see what was going down with you. Any crazy things going on for the weekend or what just happened with your weekend period?
No, my weekend actually I spent the entire weekend in bed. I'm just getting over the flu. So I spent like the last 5 days like sleeping.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, yes, I mean, I expect this weekend to be crazy, too. Like, I actually got a little rest this weekend. I can't believe it. You know how me every week we all talk about how, oh, you don't get any rest. I actually got some rest. I was crunk behind that. Friday, I pretty much spent in the house and just chilled. It was like, no one messed with me. I ain't had to work or nothing. I just sat down and chilled.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that was really good. But, hot mess. As far as a hot mess one for the week. And let me go ahead and first off, just shout out to my girl, Lady Dre, in the building. One of our most devoted listeners. And shout out to the guests listening. Anyone listening to Facebook or through Facebook or iTunes and whatnot, too. Big up to you. But as far as, going on this week, past week, let's see. We had an event last Thursday, and that was with I'm my boy A&T, the MC. You can't get stuck at the building. And Head Z as well. I'm hoping I'm performing. It was a great event. I liked it. No, I think that was one of my funnest times, my most fun times of the DJing. Like, I really was going in on Thursday. And I don't know, I just felt like it was just a spirit that came over me. I was like, oh, man, I'm about to really go in today. And it happened. But, you know, I'm going to say the hot mess. You know, this obvious hot mess. And let me talk about this one dude who gets crunked was because we not letting him because he don't want to pay $5 to get in. Now, let me let everybody see. Now, people be acting like we crazy, like act like we, yo, man, why y'all pay to get in, man? You know who I am, man, I'm Slim. I'm like, who the hell is this? This dude, like, I don't even know who the hell he is. Like, let me give him a disclaimer right there. He is not Slim from 112, so everybody's like, oh, that's Slim. No. This dude, hey, nobody even knew him. I was like, the security didn't even know him. It was like, it was crazy. He's talking about, I'm Slim.
Wow.
And he really was acting real crazy. He had an attitude, like, really wanted to fight himself.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Over $5.
So, I was $5. You know, it was actually 10. Actually 10 for him to get in, right? But then I told them, no, they hit me up, and I was like, yeah, this is only 11 for 5. And then he was tripping over there. I was like, man, that's totally fine. So, yeah, you can't afford $5 or $10. There's something wrong with you.
Yeah. That's bad.
Especially you having a good time. Not even you're gonna have a whack time. We make sure you're going to have a good time. Yeah, man. Oh my God. Alright, but as far as like this week, so that leads to this week, of course, this week. So I want to make sure I have to make a disclaimer on that. So for everybody that complains, and no one really complained at the price. I've never heard anyone complain at the price. But just in case, this week, this Thursday, is everyone is free. Everyone is $5 all night. But guys get there before 10:30. And ladies are there before 11, they get them free. So that's simple. You got a chance of getting free. You want to get them free that bad? Show up at that time. You're going to show up at that time? And I'm sorry to tell you. You're going to just be mad at me. So it is what it is. Let's go ahead and go to a track for today and then come back and chop up some more stuff. And then, of course, we'll chop up today's hot mess and hot news. So this is Jay Agoste. This is track Black Camaro. He actually performing this Thursday at the event. So here we go. My boy right here, Black Camaro. With Bright Bay on Life at a Dust Live with your boy, Teddy J and Urban Goddess.
I'm in my all black Camaro, red and black and terror. Kickers in the truck, I'm the man in the mirror. And they know thriller, bought it from the dealer. Drop a couple stacks, I be stuntin' on these niggas. Yeah, I do the shit that I do. Take a walk in my shoes. Gotta get it anywhere I can, get this life that I choose. They keep knocking, I ain't stopping. Stay tuned and keep on watching. Your girl, she steady jocking, cause she see me in my outfit. Bobbing on these bitches, swerving on my haters. Headed to the top, see me sooner or later. Black car representer, rookie of the year. All these other artists, still no fear. Wood boy to the fullest, money over all. Switching different lanes, all the different cars. Been ballin' since I crawled. Check true or false, always dedicated. Top graduated. I'm in my all black Camaro, red and black and terror. Kickers in the truck, I'm the man in the mirror. I'm in my all black Camaro, red and black and terror. Kickers in the truck, I'm the man in the mirror. I'm in my all black Camaro, red and black and terror. Kickers in the truck, I'm the man in the mirror. I'm in my all black Camaro, red and black and terror. Kickers in the truck, I'm the man in the mirror. Ow, ow. Roll up, bumpin', bumpin' heavy. Bitch bitches on deck. You know my niggas with me. Who the lie? Say I don't run my city. Ask somebody, whoever you know who fucking with me. Jay August, Mr. All Black Camaro. If I say we in this bitch forever. Grind every day, no matter time or weather. I gotta get it, we gotta get it right now. I'm never put up in the left, nigga, I'm straight out. I'm on the buttons in the black, y'all niggas ain't about it. You know that poppin' used to ride in me, your mama for a toy. Gon' blow it, now that you really know it, I be stuck. I'm in my all black Camaro, red and black and terror. Kickers in the truck, I'm the man in the mirror. I'm in my all black Camaro, red and black and terror. Kickers in the truck, I'm the man in the mirror. I'm in my all black Camaro, red and black and terror. Kickers in the truck, I'm the man in the mirror. I'm in my all black Camaro, red and black and terror. Kickers in the truck, I'm the man in the mirror. Ow, ow, ow.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Teddy J, that was Black Camaro. This Wednesday, you know, we have two shows this week. Today's show and this Wednesday, we'll be having my boy, Philly Blocks, in the building, all the way from Kentucky. So y'all be on the lookout for that. It's going to be a pretty hot show. All right, so back in the building with my girl, Urban Goddess. And Urban, I saw you earlier. I saw you talking about your nap and, you know, eating some grub. But what you over there eating? I know you eating something good over there.
I'm about to make barbecue chicken and probably beans and rice. I don't know.
Wow. And she could, you know, y'all, she could have flew me over something. I saw on the scene. That's messed up.
I got you next time.
All right. No, I'm trying to. Like I said, my plan, like I said on last show, my plan is to be visiting the area for the end of this year. I definitely want to go out there and visit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, of course, let's go to the top news. This is part of the crazy part. Y'all come to the show. Y'all want to see me talk about people, and that's what I do best, I guess. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go to today's top story from MediaTakeOut.com. The most visited urban website in the world. This top story actually involves J-Lo, and I'm just estimating that something's going on this. Okay, so apparently there's some paparazzi who's acting like a pervert who's all up on J-Lo's skirt.
Oh boy.
So, you know, of course, you know. Paparazzi. I mean, I'm looking at these pictures. Like, he really, this dude really was going for extra hard to get. And no, one of the things they were talking about was the fact that when it comes to her too, like her ass is real. It's not silicone jelly. None of that. That's real. That's J-Lo's ass. And if you're a person that's doubting that, I mean, you got to think about how long have you been talking about J-Lo's merit? Remember when J-Lo's supposed to be a real big topic of discussion? That's how you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, this chick. Oh, man, but apparently this happened in Argentina. And, of course, they don't really give a damn about privacy. They really don't give a damn about privacy about the celebrities there. They are real, like, wax with it. And they just really be fucking with them. So I'm looking at it like, but look at that picture. That J-Lo got a... So, I mean, this Bob Rossi ain't right for what he did, but at the end of the day, she can get it. All right, now, y'all, I stopped myself from talking about her last week. But now I can't wait because stuff like this happens, and I got to definitely put it out there for people who go, oh, but, you know, oh, she's old, but she's big and she's famous and she's famous and all that. No, all that crap. You know, I can't wait for this. I said last night on one of the things that said some facts about me. I said, I believe everyone is a hater, including myself. I don't care what you get to, I don't care what you tell me. I ain't no hater. Everybody hates something, so therefore you're a hater. Mm-hmm. Hey, I even go, every guy's probably looking at me crazy to the other side of the phone, but, I go as far as saying she a hater. Everybody's a hater. We hate something.
You're right.
It's just the way it's been put out there, the way it's been portrayed, how haters are.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of times, like, everything's not always being not hating on everything. It's not just being constructive criticism, but everybody's always so thrilled to try to, because it's so cliche that, let me get a bunch of haters because that makes me look good type deal. I'm so tired of it. But anyways, here we go. Oh, it's funny. E! Network is threatening to cancel Kim Kardashian's show. So, guess what she's trying to do, everyone? Save a damn marriage. And it's just so funny to me. You know, and it's just a reminder of what this would do to her. The loss of two shows would mean millions of losses for her. She is currently paid more than $2 million a season for the reality show, and she gets 30% of the ad revenue every time her wedding special airs. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, expect Kim and that Humphries idiot to reconcile this week and break up officially once Kim's show airs its final episode in December. So, yeah, she'll be losing her show, everyone.
I hope he doesn't, like, take her back. I really hope. Like, I don't think he's that stupid.
What's up?
I don't see him taking her back, though. I really hope he doesn't.
I hope he doesn't, either. Like, I mean, don't be an idiot. Like, I'm really just so tired. Like, I really want somebody to have morals and stop letting the press get them so wrapped up and saying, oh, let's get back with it because you really need to be hot again. You don't need it. I mean, you play sports, right? I mean, sports won't last forever sometimes, but injuries can happen, such. But when you make a certain amount of money, save a lot. Like, when you make it millions, make that, take a lot of that to invest in things. Mm-hmm. You know, I know they always say when you start making more money, your lifestyle changes, so you tend to spend more. But,
yeah.
Hey, I had some people money, you know what I freaking do? So I'm not even gonna get into it. But Kim Kardashian just goes to show that it's getting, the jig is up. We're tired of it. Like, people like me are really getting tired of the crap. Like, everybody's like, oh, she's such a great person. I mean, honestly, she might be a great person. I can't necessarily say that. I ain't hung out with her, sat down in the seat next to her. But she is, you know, this whole marriage thing is just crazy. Like, my thing is, you literally only what to do for maybe 2 months, and then you got engaged to him. Not only engaged to him and married to him all in that same time. In that same time period, y'all got married within a 3 month period, or maybe 4 months, whatever. So, and then of course, you know, they didn't make this, you know, after the prince After Prince William and Kate, they had that big news coverage of their wedding. Then they make this big news coverage of her wedding. I'm like, what the hell are y'all trying to say? Like,
it was not serious.
Right. I want to go over to other countries and just sit back and watch how they view us sometimes. Because it's freaking funny
exactly.
that we spend so much energy on, you know, that we on TV special on wedding and really just, wow. Whatever. You know, I'm so through. I remember they made a big news thing about the woman who did all these different people's dresses, wedding dresses and whatnot, and how she was doing for, what dress she going to have for Kim Kardashian's wedding. And I'm just so freaking tired of that crap. Like, who the freak cares? Of course, I'm talking silly about it right now, but at the end of the day, if she leaves her news today, I'll find somebody else to talk about. It's always going to be somebody else to talk about. It's always going to be enough idiots in the world to talk about. Not too much tripping. All right, so here we go. Yeah, wow. I'm looking at this and it's crazy. This whole Justin Bieber stuff, man. Justin Bieber and the baby stuff. Now, some people might say hot mess or not hot mess, but, you know, I'm going to use myself as an example. Because, and, you know, it's a revelation of something a lot of people already know, tuning to the show, previous shows, but, you know, there was a point in time I had a mortgage situation, and, you know, I know, of course, I'm going to get the kid who looks exactly like me, and I find out it's not mine. You can't necessarily say that's because they look alike to their, that's the dad.
Exactly.
It's not gonna work anymore. Because my aunt said a very clear thing. I like what she said. She said that when chicks talk to dudes, it's not that they look exactly like each other, but sometimes they tend to favor each other. Like every dude they talk to favors each other somehow, some way. And it might not be exactly you. They might look like somebody that's in your family. Like, for instance, they said that the dude that, because she was talking to, looks similar to, looks similar to my cousin. You know, he's a bigger version of my cousin. So it was ironic. You know, at the end of the day, you can't just go off of looks. If you go off of that, you'll look really crazy. So I said, let's just get fraternity tests, like, let's get it done, because I'm tired of waiting between this speculation, and if it is, then it is, like, because I'm not sure yet. I'm a person on the fence right now.
I don't think it is. I really don't, because he agreed that he's going to take the test, so, like, I don't know, like, the story didn't add up to me anyway. And she said the whole encounter only lasted 30 seconds. And he's saying he never met the girl. So I don't know. Like, it's weird. And I heard that's not the first time she accused somebody of that either.
Another celebrity? She did to another celebrity as well?
No, I don't know if it was another celebrity, but I heard that she tried to say somebody else had, she had somebody else's kid, I think, like a year ago. So she must have some issues or something.
Hey, I just wanted to say, like, to me, end of the day, it's not a game.
Exactly.
People gotta realize that, and I hate that, because what it does is, it moms is out here actually handling business. It makes them seem like, you know, because they're not with their dads anymore. They're not together with the child, their father. It makes it seem like it's always the same drama with everybody, or, you know, it just pisses me off. It really does, because there's some people out here that really be in the business, and there's people like her that's sitting here really badgering.
Yeah.
Because my thing is, if he really truly hasn't never met her before, and he's never had sex with her, then that really pisses me off, because I'm like, you really are really fabricating this guy that slept with you.
Exactly.
I understand. If he slept with you, then okay. Yeah, I feel it. Get fine to that. But don't mix it up with somebody that did not sleep with you. It's nothing worse.
Exactly. I don't know.
Oh, man. All right, so we got another big story. I mean, this is a crazy day, y'all. We got another big story. This is with Conrad Murray. For those of y'all who don't know who Conrad Murray is, he's the doctor that's involved in the Michael Jackson case. And today he was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the drug overdose death of singer Michael Jackson after the jury delivered for about 2 days. So,
yeah.
And they, of course, the jury heard from 33 prosecution witnesses and 16 defense witnesses.
Wow.
And with more than 340 exhibits, which were available in the jury room as a tunnel mold a verdict. So that's the whole thing, man. Like, you get it's just, to me, it's crazy. Like, somebody made a very good point. Because, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm vouching for him to, you know, for him taking part if going through with it. But I love Michael Jackson to death. But Michael Jackson, the one, took them drugs. At the end of the day, that's what happened. It went down that way. I mean, sorry, they went to where it was a crazy point, because he did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, him as a doctor, he shouldn't have let it happen. But that's what happened, man. Like, a lot of people overdose, and that's the thing. You cannot. See, people sit here all day and they're like, "Oh yeah, man, I'm just chilling, man." People always hate on me talking about this about me. It's like whatever your advice is, like. It doesn't matter what it is. I don't care if you smoke, drink, or whatever. Try not to overdo it, man. Like, whatever it is, and not overdo it. At least if you're going to do it. We know a lot of that's above the influence commercials. And I'm not saying do drugs. I'm not running up to saying do drugs. I'm saying if you're going to do them, at least can you please just not do them so heavily, because what you're doing is you're rushing your own life.
Yeah.
So it's complete end. So don't do it. That's what, yeah, I had to get a little serious, y'all, today. Just a tad bit. What the? What kind of cat? What the? Okay, hold on. You know what? Let me put my music up. I need some thinking music. I need some music back to my mind. Okay, so Drake got a brand new pet, and it's a really rare wild cat. I look like a damn cheetah or whatever. I'm not gonna try. I don't want to butcher the word, therefore I'm not gonna say it. But these pets are using comments to eccentric women and gay dudes. So yeah, I mean, a lot of people are trying to make statements doing things, and I know the homophobes out here are acting really wild right now, probably with this story, but thing is, man, I just don't understand a lot of times, like, there's a lot that goes into Young Money camp, from the Jenkins thing to this. I mean, what the heck is going on? But there we go. So we are rolling out. Any other stories, y'all can check out. Make sure y'all go to thespot.com. It's duskspot.com. You can go there, and that'll link you to everything. We also now put the show player on there now, too, so you can listen to the show directly from the site at all times. So there you go. Remind everybody how they can follow you, Urban.
You can follow me on Twitter at UrbanGoddessNYC, and my Facebook fan page is facebook.com/UrbanGoddessNYC.
All right. Yeah, I know y'all follow me on Twitter and Facebook the same way. It's @SettyJDusk, CEDDYJDUSK, at the back of them. There you go. We're rolling on out. Remember, in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, or there's a J, or where there's an urban goddess, or where there's a you, there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life at Dusk Live. I want to also send one more shout out. I'm going to send a shout out to Don Zippo. They revamped their whole site.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a tad bit? I have to congratulate them on that. It's very nicely done. And, you know, one thing I definitely want to say, and I told them, and I sent a message out today to all the people who are friends of there for me. Like, I'm just really elated over how it's not a lot of sites that you can just can really seriously network heavy on. Of course, there's probably some bad teams somewhere in there, but I don't really see them. Like, it's always people around business, and I love that. Like, everyone's really trying to big up each other's careers. And there's not a lot of other social networks I really just kick it with. But them, they are above all probably the best I've seen. So there you go. Want to definitely get that out probably before we close the show. So roll on up the show now. Remember everything you do. And like what more Chris Brown says, deuces.